it don't matter who you are. It don't even matter how you feel about me. Because you gotta realize, people's energy towards you is really not about you. It's a reflection of them. It's a reflection of what they're going through. It's a reflection of how they feel about themselves, about the things around them, how they were brought up, the environment they're in, their mindset. All these things are factors to people that you meet on a daily basis. So you can't really let people get in your head, because that has nothing to do with you. So when you encounter people, you gotta set the tone. You gotta be friendly. You gotta be nice. You know, you gotta give the energy out that you want back. And if you don't get the energy, then you kind of dismiss it. Well, you don't kind of dismiss it. You dismiss it and you keep it moving, you know. When I say dismiss, I don't mean be rude, but, you know, just don't entertain it and keep it moving. See, people, the problem with most people is people just gotta say something. People just have to say something. Whether it's nice or mean, like, everybody just always has to say something. And people are like, oh, look at social media, for example. Everybody has an opinion, right? Right? Cool, everybody has an opinion. But do you really have to always say what the fuck is on your mind? Like, do you really have to always say what's always on your mind? Especially if what you're saying is hurting somebody intentionally. I'm not talking about a growth hurt. Y'all know what a growth hurt is. But, and if you don't, we'll talk about that. But intentionally saying something mean to someone. Why? Why do you feel like it's okay to just spew your hate of an opinion onto somebody because you don't agree with how they do things? Listen, your opinion is just that, yours. And your opinion has no effect on anybody else's lifestyle. Yes, you can have an opinion on somebody's lifestyle, but keep that shit to yourself, especially if it's not doing nothing to help them. If you're being negative with your opinion, keep that. If you're being judgmental with your opinion, keep that. Because people already have enough going on. Why do you think that it's okay for you to add your shit onto somebody else because you got a fucking opinion? Like, cool, have an opinion, but keep that shit to yourself and keep it moving. You do not have to always say what the fuck is on your mind. And people are like, well, I can say whatever. You can, but then why do you want to say stuff to hurt people? Like, if you don't want people to hurt you, why would you put that on somebody else? Like, think about it. And if you are that type of person that do something like that, then something is fucking wrong with you. You need to get your goddamn mind straight. Because why would you want to inflict pain on people? Do you know that we live in... Girl, nigga, whoever... Do you know that we live in a state of attraction? Do you know that whatever it is that you put out, you will get back? So the energy that you're putting out is going to be reflected back at you. Do you like the reflection of the energy that you are getting back? Now, that's the goddamn question. Do you like what you're getting back? Do you like how people are responding to you? Do you like how you are responding to people? Are you likable? You know, like, are you a good person? Like, are you relationship material? Are you friendship material? Because it's like, we have all these expectations of what we want people to be, but we don't live up to these expectations of what we want people to be. If you want somebody to be some type of way, then you gotta have to come match them. And that's a check for everybody. It's a reflection for everybody. That's a lesson for everybody that can be taken, but in different scenarios in their life. Like, the lessons are all the same, but it just is going to be applied a different way. It's going to be given a different way. Like, everybody's lessons are going to be presented in a different way. But ultimately, the answers are still the same. Grow or stay the same. Grow or stay the same. That's the lesson. The lesson is to grow. It's not to stay the same. You want to be better. You want to do better. You want to look better. So that's like a check for all of us. Like, so what can we do on a daily basis to do these things? What can we do to think better? What can we think? What can we do to look better? What can we do to speak better? Like, everything comes with some action. Everything comes with some action, whether it be mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, all of that. And it's funny because these lessons, like what I'm saying right here, this message is for me too. Like, I take everything I say and be like, dang. Yeah, that applies to every part of my life too, and in a different way. Like, these lessons be for me, it be for you, it be for Katrina, like Felicia, it be for everybody. It's never gonna stop. The lessons will never stop. The lessons will never stop. So you just gotta keep learning how to get with them. You gotta learn how to overcome them. You gotta learn how to still be present in your moment and enjoy what you have and show gratitude for what you have, but know that more is coming because you're doing what needs to get done. That's how you look at that.